Thank you, James.
And we end this edition with a selection of the shorter stories we found in the paper this week.
The manager of Norwich store, Easy Bathrooms, Liam Cochran, is taking part in the Benjamin Foundation's annual Sleep Out to raise £100 for the charity. The money will fund matched by Easy Bathrooms, and Mr. Cochran is set to sleep outside on November the 15th at Norwich City Football Club with the aim of helping to end youth homelessness. Easy Bathrooms, which opened its City Trading Estate earlier this year, chose the Benjamin Foundation as its official charity partner, pledging over £1,000 within its first month of trading. Mr. Cochran explained, "The Benjamin Foundation means a huge deal to many people in our region. It supports people in their time of need, and we think that what they do is genuinely incredible. I think it's important to give back, but this is something really different, and I'm actually looking forward to it. Although I must be mad, it's going to be freezing."
A high school on the edge of Norwich has refurbished its sixth form study areas and added new access courses. Taverham High School opened their new access course, study areas and library to pupils. Students at the school on Beach Avenue will now have the option to study both A-levels and vocational courses such as media studies and enterprise.
A charity which helps those coping with terminal illness, looks after their pets, is looking for volunteers in Norfolk. The Cinnamon Trust is urgently looking for dog walking volunteers to help a resident of Norfolk and their 8-year-old Jack Russell, Robbie. A spokesperson from the Cinnamon Trust said, "All volunteers help in the ways that are most appropriate to them. Teams take it in turns to visit housebound owners to take the dog for a walk, foster pets as one of their family when owners face a spell in hospital, take pets to the vet, even clean out budgie cages or cat litter trays."
Volunteers in Norwich are needed to help with the Tesco food collection for people in need this Christmas. Leading food charities Fair Share and the Trussell Trust are looking for volunteers to help at donation points at Tesco stores from Thursday, November the 29th to Saturday, December the 1st. The annual collection will see customers encouraged to donate long-life food to food banks and community groups. Tesco will top up customer donations by 20% to further support the two charities in their work. Last year, 3.34 million meals were collected, and since the launch in 2012, more than 49 million meals have been donated to the two charities by customers.
A new Indian restaurant has opened its doors, bringing something completely different to the city. Spice Valley opened in October in 5 Magdalen Street, a Grade 2 listed building that has been closed for years. The new eatery boasts a large seating area, an illuminated bar, and even an indoor waterfall. Alongside traditional offerings such as jalfrez and vindaloo, there are innovative dishes such as crab malabar, made with crab claws, bell peppers and spices, and tandoori duck. Metu Rahman, director of Spice Valley, said that Spice Valley is a traditional Indian restaurant and we have an Indian chef from Delhi. It is in a listed building that has been closed for years and years, and we've renovated it as an Indian restaurant, which is completely different to anywhere else in Norwich.
Forget tea and cake. New bubble tea and chicken shop has been given the go-ahead for Norwich City Centre. Planning permission has been granted by Norwich City Council for a new eatery at 46 London Street. The business will occupy the ground floor of the building, which already has Siam Hair Design on the first floor and is next to Costa Coffee. The application has been made by a Mr. A. Chen, who lives in Brandon and will serve fried chicken and bubble tea. Mr. Chen applied to change the use from financial services to cafe restaurant back in August and was approved on October the 18th. Conditions of the application state it cannot open between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. on any day, as it is outside the late night activity zone in the city. He is also not permitted to install any fume extraction system without prior approval of the council.
A Wroxham resident has relived memories from his service in the Royal Air Force on a trip organised by his care home. Overbury House organised for resident Bob Marshall to visit the City of Norwich Aviation Museum. The 97-year-old reached the rank of corporal during his 8 years with the RAF, where he inspected aircraft for damage or repairs when they returned from raids.
That's just about it for this week. Our readers on part one were Sophie Yeomans and James Churchill, and the features were read by James Churchill. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or calling 01603 765 365.
Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All post is paid. No stamp is needed. All items were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We always enjoy hearing from our readers, and you can contact us by phone on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365, or just pop a note in the wallet when you send it back.
This week's edition was recorded by Peter Murch, and the editor was Peter Wilson. Don't forget, Chatterround will follow this edition. So, on behalf of all of the team at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from
Marianne Penn
and Alan Shirley. Goodbye.